Welcome to Through the Valley, a podcast where we explore mental health and suffering from a Christian worldview. My name is Cole, your host, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about why Easter matters for your mental health. So an interesting question, and I'm not talking about the holiday. I'm talking about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. So I'm not talking about this weekend that you get to spend. Rather, I'm talking about what Scripture has to say about what we call the Easter events. So I want to start by reading a verse from 1 Corinthians 15, and I want to frame our perspective on why Easter matters for our mental health around the resurrection of Jesus. Listen to what Paul says about the importance of the resurrection in our faith and in our hope as believers in Jesus. He says this in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 13 and 14. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. So he's speaking there about the resurrection, the bodily resurrection of Jesus from the grave. So that is what we celebrate on Easter. Easter Monday, we celebrate the tomb being empty. But you may be asking, what does this have to do with my mental health? What does this story about Jesus, his life, his death on the cross, the weekend when he gave his life up on the cross, and then the tomb, that he was buried in the tomb, and then on the third day, he rose and the women went to the tomb and it was empty. What does that have to do with my depression right now in this moment? What does that have to do with the feelings that I'm facing, the stress, this anxiety, this busyness? What does that have to do with my mental health? And I want to make the argument that if we do not understand the importance of the resurrection in the Christian story, then we do not have any hope at all in our life. No final hope, no hope for our circumstances and our mental health, our depression, anxiety for the moment right now. So we have to understand why the Easter story in the first place. Why did Jesus come? Why did he have to die? Why did he rise from the dead? And what does that even mean for us right now? And what are we waiting for his return? So let's think about the Easter story. And I'm going to go back to when Jesus first came into the world. Which you may be wondering, hey, that's Christmas. We're getting into when Jesus was born. That's Christmas. But really, the story of Easter begins with Jesus coming into the world, his incarnation, that God became man in the second person of the Trinity, that Jesus took on flesh and he walked among us. And so you read the Gospels, and the Gospels all detail what Jesus did in his earthly life, his ministry. They detail how he walked among us, how he looked at the crowds, how he had compassion on us, how he healed the sick, how he opened the eyes of the blind, opened the lips of the mute, and opened the ears of the deaf, how he healed the sick, how he raised people from the dead. But more than that, how he preached the good news that the kingdom of God had come near. And he identified himself directly with that kingdom. And so the incarnation is huge for us as believers because we know that God has walked among us, that God has dwelt with us in the person of Jesus Christ. Hebrews puts it this way, that he was tempted in every way as we were, yet he was without sin. That means that he is able to sympathize and empathize with our weaknesses. So the Easter story begins with the incarnation, and this is important for us in our mental health, in those of us who may struggle with depression or anxiety, because we do not have a savior, we do not have a king who is far off from our sufferings. And that's something we've talked about before on this podcast. We hit on it a lot because it's so important that we have to understand that God is not distant from us in our sufferings. Rather, we have a savior who walked among us, who talked with us, who felt, who cried, who hurt, who was betrayed himself, who was denied, who suffered, and who ultimately died on the cross. And so the Easter story continues with the cross. Why did the king who came among us, God in the flesh, Jesus, the Son of God, why did he have to die? And what was it for? And how does that relate to our mental health? Well, the cross, we know that before God, none of us can stand. that we all, if we look at our lives, and if you are honest, and I really believe that us in our battles with depression and anxiety, we feel this weight probably more than anyone. We feel as if we are not good enough, that we could not stand, that if we stood before God, we would fall, we would fail, that we are condemned in our sin. I feel that, and I know you feel it too, that we on our own, I have nothing in me that could be presented before God that could say, look, God, accept me for everything that I've done. Rather, it's when I try to fulfill the commands, it's when I try to be good enough on my own that I end up recognizing how far I fall short. So why did Jesus have to come? It's because he came to do what we could not. So in our sin, even in those times in our depression and anxiety, when our depression gives in to self-pity and loathing, when our anxiety gives in to worry and endless just rumination on the past or on the future, when those things happen to us in our conditions of mental suffering, we have to trust that on the cross, Jesus took all of our sin. Even the gray lines between what a feeling of depression is and what sin is. That's a gray line. Like when I feel depressed, I don't know when it turns into self-pity. I don't know when it turns into me just giving in to hopelessness and into despair. Or on the flip side, when I'm feeling anxious, I don't know when that turns into me not trusting God for his provision in my life or not having joy for what he has done. There's such a fine line between our depression, anxiety, our mental health, and between sin, that it's often so hard to disentangle that. But the cross, it gives us reassurance that God has paid for all of our sin through Jesus. That on the cross, Jesus took every ounce of our sin. Jesus paid it all. So if you are a believer in Christ, then you must look to the cross and you must understand that you are covered. That if God gave his son for you, and he gave up his very best, his very son, and he went to the cross and he took all of our sin, then why would he turn his back on you in your most trying hour? If he has saved you, Christian, then you are with him. And even in your most trying times, even in your seasons of depression or anxiety or grief, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. That is the gospel. That is the good news, that the lengths to which God went to save us by sending his son and the price that he paid by going to the cross, giving his own blood, his own perfect life, reassures us that God loves us. And so even in our deepest, darkest moments, in our depressions or our anxieties, we know that God is for us. So the cross shows us why that matters for our mental health. And finally, I want to get to the resurrection. The story doesn't end with a tomb that is filled with a body. The story ends with a tomb that is empty. Why does this matter? Well, anybody can claim to die for the sins of the world. I could do that. I'm not going to because that would be crazy, but it seems like a crazy claim that if someone came to you and said, hey, look, I'm the Son of God and I'm going to die for your sins and I'm going to rise again on the third day. And they did the first part. They died for your sins, or quote unquote, they did that, but they didn't rise from the dead. You would probably write them off as a lunatic, and rightly so. But Jesus, having authority, and we know that he is the Son of God because he has been raised from the dead, that he said he was going to die and that on the third day he would be risen. And that is what happened indeed. I want to turn us back to this passage in 1 Corinthians because Paul, who was a minister for the gospel, who understood what it was like to be under stress, he knew that the resurrection was his hope in this life, but not only for this life, but for the life to come. Listen to what he says further in 1 Corinthians 15, 17 through 19. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. So what is he saying there? He's saying, hey, if Christ hasn't been raised, then everything that he claimed about himself was false and you're still in your sins because there's not been a savior who has died for your sins and has proven it by rising from the grave. So the resurrection matters. Then in verse 18, he says, then those who have also fallen asleep in Christ have perished. So those who have claimed to believe in Christ, but yet have now died, they're not in heaven because the promise of heaven hinged on Christ. And so he's playing devil's advocate here. He's saying, look, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. And also those whom you love who believed in Christ are not with the Lord eternally in eternal life. Then he says this in verse 19, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. What a startling statement that Paul says, look, if we have believed in this dead guy for redemption from our sins, but also we're awaiting his return from heaven, we are of all people most to be pitied. That if the resurrection of Jesus Christ did not happen, we are the biggest fools on this earth. But I want to tell you the good news and why Easter matters for your season of depression or anxiety right now. But more generally, why Easter matters for your life is because Jesus has risen from the grave. And if he has risen, that means that every promise that has been presented to us in Scripture is true. It is trustworthy. It is yes and amen in Jesus Christ. Therefore, if you are in Christ, nothing can separate you from him. That's a promise. He will never leave you or forsake you. That's a promise. He is our blessed hope. He gives us redemption. He reconciles us. That's a promise. One day he will return and make all things new. He will restore us and give us a new resurrection body that we may dwell with him eternally in the new heavens and the new earth. That's a promise. You see, because Jesus has been raised, we can trust him. We know that his power has been demonstrated, that he is the king who has all authority. So what does this matter right now for you? You may be saying, that all sounds amazing, but you do not know the season of depression I'm in, the season of grief that I'm in, the season of anxiety that I'm facing, the stress that is upon me. And I'll tell you this, while the Easter story does not take away everything that we go through, it does provide us hope to get us through it. I'll say that again. While the Easter story does not take away everything we go through in this life, it gives us hope to get us through it. What do I mean by that? Well, I just said it, that because Jesus is raised from the dead, we have hope, and not only hope for this life, but also for the life to come. You see, the Easter story really doesn't end with Jesus' resurrection. The Easter story ends where the gospel ends, and that's when Jesus returns to make all things right. There will be a future resurrection. When Jesus returns, he will give us a new body. And in that body, there will be no sin, there will be no pain, no suffering. Revelation says that there will be no tears upon our eyes, that he will wipe them away from us, and that we will be with him. He will be our light. We will drink from the fountains of eternal life with him forever in the new heavens and the new earth. This is the living hope that we have in Jesus. So why does Easter matter? Because there will be one day when you will not have to deal with this anymore. There will be one day when you will be delivered from life in a fallen world, and you will be brought into the kingdom of the Son, who will be with us and dwell with us forever. So this is good news, because we still live in a fallen world. There are things in life that will rock your world. There are tragedies that will bring you to your knees. But trust this, that one, because Jesus has come into the world, his incarnation, he suffers with us. He knows our pain. He knows our griefs. He himself was a man of sorrows. That two, the cross reassures you of his great love for you. One, as if it was enough already that Jesus knows our suffering, he loved us enough by giving his very life to redeem us from our sin, what separates us from God. And that proves his love for us, that he died while we were yet sinners. So you have the assurance of his presence, of his sympathies, but also the reassurance of his love. But then finally, the resurrection gives us hope that all of this is true, that because Jesus has been raised, we have hope not only for this life, but for the life to come. So you may be in a season right now where you don't know how you're going to get through. You may have days or weeks where things are going fine, but then you start feeling that slide towards depression or anxiety. Life is a journey, and until we are with Christ forever in heaven, there will be trials, there will be seasons, especially for those of us who deal with these things. Likely they will return. So we must understand that while we still live in a fallen world, we await the promise that all things will be new. And while we wait, we look to Christ and his love for us, knowing that, yes, there is suffering in this world. Yes, there is deep suffering in our lives, and we don't often know why we feel the way we do sometimes. In our mental anguish, we ask the why questions all the time, and we don't know the answer to those. And God doesn't often give us the answers, but we can understand and trust because of the cross, because of the Easter story, because of the empty tomb, that he is for us, that he does love us. And so when life doesn't make sense, like a child who runs to his father when there is pain and he doesn't understand, We run to our Father knowing that, yes, while there is suffering in this world, we trust in His good plan, because one day He will work all things together for our good, and one day we will look back from the final mountaintop of the new heavens and the new earth, and on that day we will know that it was all worth it. Hey, if you've been enjoying this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you left a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening to, whether that's Spotify, Apple, or Google. You can also, on Spotify, reach down to the mailbag, drop me a question, and I'll address that in a future episode. Or more generally, you can reach me at throughthevalleybook@gmail.com with comments, questions, or a story you'd like to share. Thanks again so much for the support and for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.